You're listening to Utah Lake Facts, Fiction, and Fun, a Utah Lake Commission podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Utah Lake Facts, Fiction, and Fun podcast. My name is Sam Brager, Outreach Coordinator for the Utah Lake Commission and your podcast host. Today's episode is a little bit of a different one, you can see by the title. This is episode 57, Utah Lake Google Questions. Now, you may be asking yourself, what are Utah Lake Google Questions? Well, it's pretty straightforward. This is just going on to Google, typing the words Utah Lake, and seeing what questions come up. You know, when you go on to Google, obviously it shares with you some links and such, but it also always shares other searches that people might do, including some questions. It's the people also ask section. So what this is today is we took the first six questions that popped up and we wanted to provide an answer to it. And we're working on trying to get some blog posts that'll address these questions too, because unfortunately, it seems, I think most, if not every one of the six didn't really address the question. Kind of, but not. I mean, some of them were okay. Others were just kind of random. So like, for instance, it said, is it safe to swim in Utah Lake? Is the first question. And the article is a Fox 13 article about harmful algal blooms. Because of SEO and searching for that, that's where it pops up. But that's really a bigger question, right? So we've got our six questions. I'll read those off and we'll go through those in order. And we'll have some links for you to be able to check out. And hopefully this is something that you can be prepared to be able to answer friends and family's questions when they hear that you like Utah Lake and want to go there, right? Or if you're listening and you don't like Utah Lake, hopefully it helps answer some of those questions for you. So our questions are, first, is it safe to swim in Utah Lake? That's the first one that showed up. Second, what is wrong with Utah Lake? Third, where is Utah Lake located? Fourth, does Utah Lake still have algae? Fifth, does Utah Lake smell bad? And sixth, why is Utah Lake so dangerous? Now, for that first question, is it safe to swim in Utah Lake? This is one we get asked a lot. In fact, I just met a resident when we were over at an open house for Saratoga Springs City. They did an open house for the marina expansion project that they're doing this past week. The open house was this past week where they put up on display the design of the expansion. They're going to add a jetty to their marina and add in a sandy beach for people to use during the day. And they were getting feedback from residents on that. And so I was present there to be able to answer any questions about the lake. And I met a resident who'd been living in Saratoga Springs for a year or so, if I remember correctly. And she said, I've been looking for somebody to actually give me an answer, because all of my friends, all my neighbors are telling me you can't swim in Utah Lake. And there's other people who say you can swim in Utah Lake. Can I swim in Utah Lake? And the funny thing is a lot of people don't realize that it is totally safe to swim in Utah Lake. By that, what I mean is people think that an algae bloom is a permanent effect on the lake and you should never, ever go there again. So let's clarify a couple of things. First off, ever since the Clean Water Act was implemented and cleanup efforts were done in the lake in the 70s forward, the lake has been safe for all kinds of recreation. In fact, that's what Utah Lake is managed for, is for agriculture, for wildlife, and for recreation. Okay, so it's one of its primary purposes that Utah Division of Water Quality manages for, is recreation at the lake. So it is safe to swim in Utah Lake. Now, oftentimes that question is more vaguely being asked about algae blooms, because that's the most common thing in the news you hear right now about Utah Lake that's negative. Granted, there were other issues before that have been addressed, like with the wastewater treatment plants polluting the lake, and for decades now, with regulation and the efforts of those plants combined in order to care for the lake, it's definitely improved. And there's been other things that were improved as well. So as far as it goes to Geneva Steel back in the 1990s, did a multi-million dollar cleanup of their effect. There's been ways to improve, like the agricultural effects on the lake. The state offers incentive programs to help them reduce the nutrients that they put into the lake and such. So a lot of great work has been done to improve it. And yes, it is safe to swim in Utah Lake. However, to get to the question that, like I said, most of the time people are talking about algae blooms. Is it safe to swim in the lake? So when it comes to algae blooms, we'll talk a little bit about this, and we'll obviously hit on it with the other question as well a little bit later on our six questions. But you can swim in Utah Lake, just not during a bloom in the area the bloom is. So to start with algae, the first thing you need to understand is there's two different kinds of algae. Green algae, blue-green algae. Okay, green algae is a normally occurring plant. It's great for the environment. No problems there. Blue-green algae is actually a nickname for cyanobacteria blooms. They're also known as harmful algal blooms or harmful algae blooms. The reason is those bacteria can be harmful and the toxins that they emit when they die off can also be harmful. So if you want to learn more about how that works and why it's harmful, you can visit the State Department of Division of Water Quality's harmful algal bloom website. So that's habs.utah.gov, habs.utah.gov, harmfulalgalblooms.utah.gov. Do you think you got the utah.gov yet? We'll have that in the podcast show notes. You can click on that, bookmark that, because that is the website that we'll talk about in just a few minutes with the question, does Utah Lake still have algae? So you can learn more about that, but a great resource. When it comes to the algae advisories that get listed, the state samples the water, Division of Water Quality samples the water at Utah Lake and a variety, more than 20, I believe, water bodies currently across the state. If they determine that the levels of cyanobacteria or the toxins they emit are high enough, they make a recommendation to whatever the local health department is. For us, that's Utah County Health Department. And the health department is the one that makes the decision on an advisory. When they make that decision, there's two different advisory levels currently. Technically, there's three. One is not an advisory. It's actually referred to as an algae bloom watch. It's kind of a recommendation based on the conditions are correct that you could be seeing blooms. There are no blooms reported, though, so watch for them, right? Then the two advisories are a warning advisory and a danger advisory. I'll hit on danger first because it's really easy. Danger means levels of bacteria or toxins are high enough. They don't want you in the water anywhere near it. And that can be location specific. Sometimes it's just a marina. Other times it's the full lake. So you definitely want to know where it's applicable and do not go to that area. No recreational activity is recommended. However, much more commonly is a warning advisory. For example, Utah Lake, currently the entire lake is under a harmful algal bloom advisory of a warning level for the whole lake, the open water, as well as previous to that, there were three location-specific advisories listed for Lincoln Beach, American Fork Marina, and Provo Bay. So a warning advisory has some very specific recommendations. Okay. Those recommendations are that you don't swim or water ski in an area with a posted advisory. Those are activities that will have you in the water for a prolonged period of time or potentially swallowing water, especially if you water ski as badly as I do. You'll get a lot of water, and that's not good. Second, they recommend you avoid areas of scum when boating. So you can go out. They definitely recommend you watch for signs. You can learn more about that on their website. Keep your animals away. Don't swallow the water. Don't ever swallow the water. Not just here. Any lake or stream, you definitely should filter any water if you're out camping or something, but don't drink the water. And then if you're going to fish, which you can during a warning advisory, danger you can't, warning you can, clean the fish well and discard the guts if you're going to eat it. Otherwise, there's no issue. So there's some great information on their website, like we said, but yes, you can swim, just not in that area when there's a bloom during the time of a bloom advisory. When an advisory happens, just a reminder, let's say they find one today, the day we're recording this on Wednesday, they will then sample the water in that area weekly. And once the water shows two consecutive weeks of sampling that puts it back beneath the concerned levels for warning, then that algae advisory is lifted. Now, blooms can last for weeks or months. Sometimes they last for just 24 hours. It's very unpredictable. But you keep in mind, the advisory being lifted, that means it's been 2 weeks clean. And so you are totally fine to go back into that area and recreate once again at any of the water bodies or at Utah Lake. So that was definitely an in-depth answer. Hopefully didn't bore anybody too much on that one. But a great question we get a lot is it safe to swim in the lake? Yes, it is. Right now, the only limiting factor that happens commonly is algae blooms. If there is anything else as an advisory, you definitely can check online. Various water bodies sometimes get things like E. coli contaminations, or I know I was just looking the other day, Sand Hollow has swimmer's itch, I think listed on their site as a possibility. So definitely make sure you visit either the state parks websites or HABS website to be able to check and stay safe to play safe. For our next question, what is wrong with Utah Lake? I love how vague this question is, but it's a question a lot of people who didn't grow up here in the area ask because they hear, oh, people tell me why shouldn't I go to the lake? They say don't go there. Well, the link for this one just goes to Wikipedia, which is a good standard link. It talks about some of the pollution that happened in the past, raw sewage that was dumped in the lake as late as the 1960s. There were on the Provo River, there was a lot of pollution in the 1800s and early 1900s from like carpentry mills, cotton mills and stuff that were a huge issue. And then there's other sources of pollution. A pollution is kind of a general term. And we think of that as like toxic waste, I think is the image that comes to my mind. But pollution really is putting something in the environment that doesn't belong there. So for instance, phosphorus and nitrogen occur naturally in the environment, but phosphorus and nitrogen are the food for algae blooms. So high sources like agricultural runoff, air and wind deposition, storm water treatment plants, those put a lot of nutrients into the lake. The water looks great, but it is a high amount of nutrients. It also comes down the rivers. It comes from a variety of sources. So those need to be addressed. So as far as what's wrong with Utah Lake, there was a long period of time that Utah Lake was abused. In fact, if you want to check out the Utah Lake Legacy documentary, if you haven't watched that, it's a pretty awesome 59-minute video that talks about the history of the lake back from when settlers first arrived, and it wasn't Utah Valley. They actually called it Utah Lake Valley. And the lake was the center of society down through all the various awesome things that happened and then the abuse that happened to the lake and now the work that's being done to recover it. So there's a lot of things that went wrong, but there's also a lot now that is going right, and Utah Lake really is doing better than it has in decades. So check out the Utah Lake Legacy film, or if you want to learn more about some of the projects that are going on that are helping to improve Utah Lake for the current and future generations, check out the projects page on our website. We'll make sure that's in the show note links as the show notes links as well. Third one, this is a pretty easy one. Where is Utah Lake located? Well, it's in Utah County, in Utah Valley. I was just talking to somebody earlier today that I find it amusing that somebody decided to name everything just Utah, right? But it's in Utah County, for anybody who's listening who may not be from Utah County. As far as location goes, another cool tidbit of info, you can check out our website for the Utah Lake Access Points page. We actually have a page on our website that just talks about the various public access points. So this is how you can get to the marinas, to the sportsman's access. There are 27 public access points currently. So check out that page on our website to learn more. Our fourth question, does Utah Lake still have algae? Okay, so that, remember, we were talking about how algae can be temporary. So the best resource for this question is habs.utah.gov. That is the advisory website for the State Division of Water Quality for any of the lakes that are monitored across the state. So in the last 5 years, 47 water bodies, by that I mean lakes, reservoirs, rivers, and streams, have had an algae bloom at some point. And that ranges everywhere from the Virgin River down by Zion National Park, Utah Lake, Deer Creek, Strawberry, Jordanelle, Sand Hollow, Quail Creek, Manaway Reservoir, all kinds of different locations across the state have dealt with algae blooms at one point or another. So this website is the central resource for all of the agencies involved. We all direct to this website as one source of information so that everybody has up-to-date info. So if you want to know if there's still an algae bloom, check the website. If an advisory is still listed, they have this nice little Google map you can interact with if you zoom into Utah Lake or any other water body. They do have some blue pins that are just markers as far as where the water bodies are. And then it actually has a little legend that explains that yellow circle with a little caution sign is a health watch. We talked about that. Orange is an advisory warning and red is a danger warning. So like right now, Schofield Reservoir has a danger warning on it, or a danger advisory. Utah Lake has four advisory warnings. And that's somewhat unique because of how large Utah Lake is, that they can specify where in the lake. Most other water bodies, it tends to be a lake-wide thing. But make sure you check the details because it can be location specific too. So habs.utah.gov is a great resource for knowing if there's still an algae bloom. So for our fifth question is, does Utah Lake smell bad? And this one always makes me chuckle a little bit because a lot of people think there must be something wrong and that's what's causing the smell. Honestly, more often than not, the areas that smell the most are the areas that have the most mud. And that's because Utah Lake is a wetland lake. It has a lot of marshland and protected wetlands around that. And it's actually vital to its ecosystem. There's so many different insects that call Utah Lake home and 226 bird species, last count I heard. The 13 different species of fish. There is a ton of wildlife there. It's very wildlife rich. And as a result, it does sometimes have a bad smell. So obviously, if you pick areas that are a little better developed, like marinas and such, you might not encounter that as much. If you're not spending time in the mud, you're probably not going to be smelling that. But there is a smell, just like you'll find. We actually were doing some research online, and Utah Department of Environmental Quality actually has a little blurb on their website about the Great Salt Lake's stink, which is something I'd never heard of. I mean, I guess I'd heard as a kid about the Great Salt Lake stinking. But they actually talk about it's notorious for what's locally been dubbed as lake stink. So the saltiest of the Great Salt Lake's water sits on the bottom of the lake, and the brine traps organic material like algae, plants, animal remains, and gases at the bottom. So when the lake gets stirred up, those bubbles come up and release that gas, and it smells terrible. kind of like, you know, rotten eggs, you know, not unlike a sulfur hot spring or something. So it happens a couple times a year. But kind of an interesting fact there about Great Salt Lake. Now, there's nothing, I don't think, anything unique like that at Utah Lake, but it is something that does happen sometimes and can be avoided in most instances. Last but not least, the questions from Google that we wanted to hit on today is, why is Utah Lake so dangerous? Now, there is a great point of clarification here. Utah Lake, in my personal opinion, is not more dangerous than other water bodies. There are inherent dangers anytime you head out on a water body. Now, it does have somewhat of a unique challenge for water safety in that it is so large. So wind can come across it quite well, and people can be pretty far from shore when something happens versus, you know, a reservoir that's significantly smaller, like Deer Creek, which is 32 times smaller than Utah Lake. It's more likely that you're closer to shore if something were to happen, so you can get in from before the wind hits, or if you get caught out there, it's more likely somebody could see you and come help, versus Utah Lake is 97,000 acres of water surface. So at its widest, it's 12, I believe, or 13 miles wide, and its longest, it's about 25 miles long. So there is a lot of distance where somebody might not be able to see you. So that can be a unique element. But as far as the question of why is Utah Lake dangerous, wind and waves are something you need to be aware of. And that's definitely something that you need to be aware of on all water bodies in order to stay safe. So we do recommend you watch the weather, check the forecast, but there is somewhat of a unique resource at Utah Lake that we've tried to raise awareness about, and that is a smartphone app called Windy Lookout. This is developed by Sean Thornton. He's a local Utah Lake sailor. You heard me right, sailing. If you didn't know, sailing is very popular on the lake. And he developed this app because he wanted people to be notified about the wind as it was coming. Now, sailors love that. That's, you know, they love it when it's windy, but it can be very dangerous. So if you download the Windy Lookout app, and we'll have a link to it in our show notes, you can actually subscribe to notifications, and up to 30 or 45 minutes in advance, it will let you know the miles per hour speed of the miles per hour of the wind that's coming at the lake and where it's coming from, so that you can get off the lake to safety. So a really great tool. We recommend people use that to be able to stay safe. Obviously, there's other things like be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you can, know how far out, pay attention to how far from the shoreline you're getting if you're paddleboarding or kayaking. If you're boating, try and learn about the area so you know where there are sandbars and shallow areas. Make sure you take other people with you. If you're going to go out on the lake, don't go without letting someone know where you're going and when you're going to be back. That's a great recommendation. And then life jackets. Life jackets are extremely important. There have been many deaths. In fact, I think the Utah State Parks website estimates that I think it's 85 maybe or 83, something like that, percent of boating related fatalities. It's estimated 83% of them could have been prevented if they'd had a life jacket on. And sometimes it's not even so much that it will can help save their life, but it also makes it easier to find someone. Whether they've gone unconscious, it keeps them above water or right there near the top. Or unfortunately, if they were to pass, the bodies would still be found a lot quicker. For example, in the unfortunate circumstance back in 2020, where the two girls, Priscilla Bienkowski and Sophia Hernandez, lost their lives, they did not have life jackets. And they tragically lost their lives, and their bodies were missing for over a week. In conjunction with that event, the Utah Lake Commission partnered with the families of those two girls to start a life jacket loaner program at the lake. And we're close to getting that implemented. The Commission Governing Board was able to allocate funding in our budget this year to hire a contractor to build 7 stations across the lake. That's something that should be hopefully happening in the next month or so. We're waiting on some agreements at the various access points so that the managing entities agree with those locations. So hopefully that'll be wrapping up soon. But for contrast, there were two brothers who died this year at Utah Lake while they were out on a jet ski, and they did have life jackets on. Their bodies were found the next day. And there was that closure for their families for such an unfortunate tragedy. And there have been a lot of deaths on water bodies across the state this year, and some of them have been with life jackets and others not. But the life jackets is a great recommendation for safety on the lake. So please don't misunderstand Utah Lake to be more dangerous in some way, besides making sure that you're educated and aware of the resources that are out there and trying to make safe decisions on where you're going and how long you're going to be gone and paying attention to that weather. So those are our six questions that came up first on Google when we searched Utah Lake. And hopefully we can have a blog post up here soon to be able to help with addressing those and other questions about Utah Lake that people ask. But we really hope you enjoyed this episode, learning a little bit about, you know, the common questions that people are asking. Maybe you got a chuckle out of some of them like our staff did. We really appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please continue to let us know if there's other topics you'd like us to hit on. We release episodes weekly on Thursdays. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 57, Utah Lake Google Questions. Thanks for listening to Utah Lake Facts, Fiction, and Fun. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to subscribe so that you can receive notifications each time an episode comes out on Thursday mornings. And if there's something in here that you feel you can share, please post the link online, share with your friends, so that everyone else can also learn about the facts, fiction, and fun to do with Utah Lake.